Okay, so yesterday we quickly finished up, you know, the three mahalchim, right, in terms of how, right, what's the mechanism of Pargin and Dibura. First mahalach being Pargin and Emanus. Mahalach number two being literally Pargin and Dibura, splitting up the Dibura. And the third mahalach, which we quickly, you know, dealt with at the end, is the mahalach of, again, who is the big Rishon in the third mahalach? The Ravid, who has this big chiddush called, you know, lack of shame eight. But this idea being, right, that Pargin and Dibur is not this, like, is mechanism which comes in to do something. That Pargin and Dibur is really more the totsah, is more the consequence of another din. Right? The other din is that there's a psul baldavar, which is that anytime someone speaks about themselves, right, to benefit themselves or to be mesem atzmecha rasha, so then you lack a shame aid regarding yourself. So I'd like to just quickly, yesterday we, at the end, we quickly ran through it, but just to point out a couple of things in the Ravid and add another point. So he's pointed out yesterday, at the end, that according to the Ravid, really, Pargin and Dibura is not really a mechanism in of itself. It's really more of a consequence of the other din of that Psul Baldavar lacks a shame aid. Memela, the only thing that there is shame aid is on, right, that's what's accepted. In the case of Ploni Ravani Liritzoni, right, really the din at hand is that you lack. Psul Baldavar says you lack shame edus on the Ritzoni part. Memela, the only thing that's left is Ploni Rava. I mean, pointed out, according to that Mahalach, that Pargin and Dibura is not really a mechanism in and of itself. It's really just a totsah. Right? That explains why the Rishonim, why the Gemara really always focuses on the Lashon of Ein Adam Mesem Atzma Rasha, or of Adam Karav Etzel Atzma, Ein Adam Mesem Atzma Rasha, and hardly ever really invokes Pargin and Dibura explicitly, because according to the Ravid, it makes a lot of sense. Pargin and Dibura is really just the consequence. Really, the din at hand is Adam Karav Etzel Atzma. The other benefit of the Ravid's Mahalach is that he's able to easily explain, right, the Havaminas in Sanhedrin. Right? The Gemara has a Havamina, right? There are three cases in Sanhedrin, right? Yosef, what are the three cases in Sanhedrin? Exactly. Ploni Rava Liritzoni, that case is Pasha. Next case is Ploni Rava as Ishti. Right? And the Gemara has a Havamina, oh, maybe Adam Karov Etzel Atzmo, but not Adam, but Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto. That was a Havamina that ends up being rejected. And then Lamaskana, the Gemara is a Shaila about what case? About Shori, right? Ploni Rava Shori. In that case, even Lamaskana, we say, you know, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. So the question is, what again is the Havamina of Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Ishto? And what's the Maskana of Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono? We know that generally there is a psul karov to your wife, and generally there's a psul, you know, baldavar, psul nogeo when it comes to your own money. So again, the Rav is able to explain that when the Gemara doesn't have a havamina, you know, that you're kosher legabe your wife, right? The Gemara doesn't say that, oh, lemaskana, you're kosher aid, you know, legabe your own money. It's rather just legabe this din of baldavar to say that there's a havamina, you know, that the only time we say this yisod that that you lack a shame edus is legabe yourself. Maybe regarding your wife, of course you're puzzled, but maybe that's obsolete. The Havamina is that you don't have this factor that you lack a shame aid regarding your wife. Oh, Maskana is that we even say this idea of you lack shame aid, just not just legabe yourself, but also legabe your wife because the ishto kagufa. But explains the Havamina at least. Of course, you're puzzled legabe your wife, it's not kurva, but the Havamina is that maybe you don't have this idea of lack of shame aid, kamash belon, yes. And then the Maskana, this idea of Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono is not saying that you're kosher. It's just saying that you don't have this idea of lacking a shame aid, right, regarding your mamon. And therefore, you're not going to have this idea of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, that you lack a shame aid, and therefore to have the consequence of Pargin and Dibur. So that's what we covered yesterday. There's another point that the Chiddush Ran brings up at the end of the piece. Right? So again, the Ravid works out very nicely with a number of, with most of the Gemaras which invoke Pargin and Dibura. Because remember, according to the Ravid, Pargin and Dibura only applies when you're the Baldavar. So that works with the Sanhedrin cases, both in Tav Tes and Chav Hei, and Yevamos Chav Hei, because those are all cases where you're speaking about yourself. Right? You killed, you were Lovei Beribis, right? You, like Ploni Ravani Liritzoni, all those cases work out. But what is the one Gemara which quotes, right, which invokes Pargin and Dibura? But it's not about what you did. It's rather about your mamon. Gittin. Right? And yet the Gemara applies this idea of Pargin and Dibura. But according to the Maskana in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Lamaskana that Ein Adam Karov Etzel Mamona. So you don't have Pagina Dibura for your Mamon, right? In the case of Shor Muad, but yet the Gemara in Gittin said Rava Paskins Pagina Dibura for your Mamon, right? To say although right you're only Neman for Fainachtam Legabe Cherus, but not Legabe your Mamon. What do you mean? We don't apply Pagina Nemanas Pagina Dibura to your Mamon according to the Rivet. So how does the Ran address that kasha? Very, very important chiluk. How does the Ran address that chiluk? They address that kasha. Okay, Mash Ink came the case in Sanhedrin. Why is that any different? Okay. Well, what's the difference between saying this Mamon is yours? Is yours or not? I guess in Hedgen you're saying whether your mom is going to end up being killed. Sure, Muad.
Oh, or not? It's like I killed money.
What?
I was like
sure, no,
I
sure, being killed. Okay, yeah.
Sure, which is
Mamon. Same thing happened to my show. On the show, the Meisah happened to the show itself. You're being my kid at the moment.
Okay, let's see the run inside. So the Chiddush Ran in Sanhedrin towards the end. Says Varmina Nami, this is maybe what you mean. Let's just read the. Well, anyone have it? Kiva, you got it? The Barlan guy. Yeah, exactly.
Varmina Nami, Varagam, the Yidden. Abed, Shehavi, Yito, the Kosu, Bo, Asma, Fabinefsai, Kuyo. Bummer, Bifana, Nifsa, Bumana, Nifsa, Naman, Al, Shifer, Bain, Naman, Al, Nifsa. Ba'amrinan, Hassam, Pagin
and Dibura. So they were applying Pagin and Dibura, even Lagabe, your Mamanos.
The law, meaning, Shemash made al matnas nachasim, eno nikra idus the afal gav maskinon hafa adam karbi lato amrinan etzal mamono lo amrinan.
Right, so again, that's the kasha. The kasha is limaskana in Sanhedrin, right? We don't apply this idea that you lack a shame aid, legabe your mamon, but yet Pagina Dibura is applying in Gittin where it is legabe your mamon. A blatant stira against, right? And again, a clear marmakom against the Ravid's mahalach. Unless you have this following chilek. Yeah, yes, exactly. So what was the chilek you just said? That the right the psak lemaskara in Sanhedrin that ain adam karov itzal mamono that's limited to what context Akiva?
Shor muad,
right? A shor muad or a shor shernirva, right? In those cases, says the Ran, very important you say it, because the shor, right? The dion of the shor gets a base in of chav gimel. The shor is seen as like an independent nidon. Because the shur is an independent nidon, dafka in that case do we say that the person himself is not the baldavar, because the shur is the baldavar. So the inyan the shur amuad or the shur hanirva, in that case we say that the bailim is not the nidon, is not the baldavar. The shur is the baldavar. But aval, let's finish up. Aval yomer ani meyed. Whenever you're talking about stam objects, this money belonging to me or not belonging to me, of course, when it's dealing with your money, your property, fields, of course you're the baldavar. So a very important yisod, that when the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, yeah, ein adam karav etzel mamono, don't take that as a cloud across the board, that whenever you're talking about your mamon, you're not the baldavar. Generally, the rule is that you are the baldavar when it comes to your mamon. The exception is the case of shura muad, shura nirva, in Sanhedrin, where there we view the shura as the baldavar. It seems the fact that you need, you know, it's a basin of chav gimel, as if it's a nidon of nefashos on the shura, right? In contrast to any other mamon case, where it's basin of gimel, because obviously there's no person or, you know, animate object, which is the independent nidon. There's a very important yisod that we're going to limit the psak lemaskana of Sanhedrin specifically to the case of a shur, which is seen as an independent nidon. And dafka legabe those cases is the bailim, not the baldavar, because the shur is the baldavar. But anytime all other cases we're dealing with actual mominus, inanimate objects, of course the bailim is the baldavar, and therefore you're going to lack a shame aid when you're talking about your items. Yeah.
But you still a little bit connected to the din. Like you're still a little bit
100%.
Like
100%.
There, like,
100%. But yeah, it's. You are the bailim in that you need to be there, but we still view the, again, Pashas, that's good for the Havmina Maskana, right? How much do we view, right?
But didn't he say that it's only chashur, like, and then it didn't, because we're made, when in him with 20 feet down, but you also, there's also kind of, like, being made in on you, so like,
but le'inyan the koveya of, this is what you were saying. In the koveya of lacking a shame aid is only when you, the person talking, are the sole baldavar. And you're dealing with your karka, no animate object, it's not alive. You're the sole baldavar, therefore lack shame aid. Whenever you're talking and there, we can view it as you're a partial baldavar, but there's also another baldavar. So once, either sure, so then you have a shame aid. Because this chiddush of lacking a shame aid is only when you are the sole baldavar, and therefore you, whatever you say about yourself is lack of shame aid. Whenever there's another baldavar to speak about, so then there is going to be edus. Puzzle, but there's not going to be a shame edus.
Why? You're a baldavar. You can't be an edus for a baldavar, even if you're half a baldavar.
But again, there's a chiddush between being an aid puzzle and being lacking a shame aid. You're going to be puzzle.
But a karov, which is an aid puzzle, it's not baldavar at all.
Correct.
So a baldavar.
So you're saying legabi this. You're saying you're viewed as like the he has lasha. You're viewed as the karov to the shore. That's the way the Ron says it. So
no,
you're a
because you're
I hear. I'm saying, I think that's the yisod according to the Ron, is that this chiddush of lacking a shame aid is only when you're the sole baldavar. You're the only one to speak of. Once there's like a mixture, there's another quasi baldavar. Shame aid this, and puzzle.
Only gets
Chakimah
because it's instead of the
Bible.
I mean, it's really supposed to be violent. It's a hekesh short of the
Bible. But again, it sounds like we take that hekesh to view the killing of the shur as if it's an independent, like, you know, as if it's nefashos. You're not dying, it's dying. But again, you're right. There's a major chiddush in the understanding. You said, no, he's just a representation of you. Once that's the case, so then it's still you. Obviously, the Ron is understanding it, is that the Hekesh grants a certain independence to the shore, that we view the Nidon on the shore as like an Nefashos. You know, qua the shore. Yeah, it's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. Okay. Last Ha'ara is that, this is like the Kiva's broke up in Seder, is that after the Rush, right, brings down the Ravid, he points out, again, because there's another case, Apagin and Dibura, which also doesn't seem to be dealing with, yourself. It's rather Krovim. And that's the Yerushalmi's case. And the Yerushalmi is when it's Rekasov, Nechasov, L'shnei B'nei Adam, right? Psulim L'zeh, you know, Uksherim L'zeh. But the Rush, very, after presenting the Ravid, says, based on this Mahalach of the Ravid, we can understand Shitas Rav Yochanan. Right, Rav Yochanan is, it doesn't apply Pagin Zippur in the Yerushalmi's case. But the Rush is in essence saying that yes, the Ravid's approach to Pagina Dibura would not work in the Yushalmi's case. And he says that Hagufa is Pshat in Rav Yochanan. The reason why Rav Yochanan doesn't apply Pagina Dibura in the Yushalmi's case is because it's dealing with a psul, not a baldavar. But what comes out in this Akiva Gardner's Harab is that the Ravid's going to have to admit that there is a Shita of Reish Lakish out there who obviously has an alternative understanding of Pagina Dzibura, i.e. of Pagina Namanas. But the Ravid's going to tell you that Bavli, that we paskin like Rav Yochanan, and therefore any case of Pagina Dzibura in the Bavli is only going to be limited to cases of Baldavar. That's just Ha'ara, is that don't ask a kasha from the Yerushalmi, because the Ravid's saying, you know, yeah, the Ravid's going to paskin like Rav Yochanan, and this whole mahalach is working within Rav Yochanan. In a Hanami, Reish Lakish is going to have an alternative mahalach, but the Ravid assumes that the all the Bavlis are going within Rav Yochanan. Fine. Okay, so Adkan, so we have these three mahalachim. How does Pagina Dzibura work in Shas? Is it midin pagina nemanas? Not number one. Is it midin pagina dibur literally? Number two, splitting the dibur. Or is this idea of lacking a shame aid when you're the baldavar? Number three. Now that we have that background, now let's get to our sugya in Makos. Okay? So everyone can turn to Nadashak Tarya and Tav Zayin. Right? Now let's see. Let's, you know, read it inside, and now let's get to the Rishonim, discussing what the case is, what the Machlokas is. Now, with the background that we have, I think we'll be better equipped to really fully appreciate, you know, all the different inyanim going on here. Tzvi, what do you mind? You love it, Tuvia?
Love Tuvia, Kriya.
Okay, that was quick. All right, so what do you have the case? You have the case where the Edim are Psulim, Legabi the Arif, sorry, the Krovim, Legabi the Arif, but they're rechokim, they're ksherim, legabe the malve and the lobe. Oh. So it comes along from Papa in the Havamina, and the reason why I say Havamina, what's the word that indicates that this is a Havamina and not a full-fledged machlokes?
Sava.
Right? Exactly, right? So you have Sava Rapapa, sounds like he originally thought. So the Havamina slash Rapapa is that, right, lemeimer degabe lobe o malve rechikin inu. That sounds very much like what type of, what does that sound like? Sounds like the Palgina Ne'amanus, right? Because, right, you're going to believe the Eidim, Legabe, the Lovet, and not Legabe, the Arif. Sounds like a classical Palgina Ne'amanus. So the Havimina slash Rapapa is to apply Palgina Ne'amanus. We're going to rely on the Eidus of the Eidim, Legabe, one Nidon, and not Legabe, the other Nidon. That's the Havimina slash Rapapa. Comes along the Maskana, Rafuna Breed, Rav Yeshua, to say, no. Yilais Le Lovet, Lav Basar Arva, Azul Malvet. Because, in essence, saying, no, you can't apply Pagina Ne'amanus since these Edim are Psulim, are Krovim, Legabe the Arif, since they're not kosher, Legabe all the Nidonim, you can't even apply them to one of the Nidonim. So I would say the Pashas read of the Gemara is that the Havamina Rapapa is saying, let's apply Pagina Ne'amanus here. Comes along the Maskana, Refunabed Rav Yeshua, to say, no, you don't have Pagina Ne'amanus here because of the connection between the Lovet and the Arif. Obviously, there's a lot here we have to unpack, but that seems Havmina to apply Palkin and Emanas. Maskana is that because of the close relationship between the Lovet and the Arev, right, we can't disentangle, right, we can't disassociate the Din Legabe the Lovet from the Din Legabe the Arev, therefore, there is no Palkin and Ne'amanas. Fine. That's just the Pashut read of the Gemara. So now, the first issue we have to discuss is what is the case? Right? What is the case? What are the Edom of Ilav and Tuvia? What are they being made about? So, Meir, what is the Pshat in Rashi? What does Rashi say the Edom are going on?
Edi Halava, Ayukrobin, Hal,
Ha'arim. Right? So, Ilav and Tuvia are Edi Halva. So, the first Mahalach in the Sugya is that the Edom are referring to Edi Halva, meaning that the issue at hand is whether there was a Halva. Edim come along and say there was a halva. So while Rashi doesn't explain, what else are these Edim seemingly saying? Not only that there was a halva between the malva and the lobe, but that also what? That there, exactly, there was kavalas arvus on the part of the arif. Right? So it sounds like, right, according to Shitas Rashi, that the Edei halva, that not only the Edim establishing that there was a halva between the malva and the lobe, but also they're being made that the arif was mekabel achrayas, right? accepted Arvas upon himself. What is the taina that Rishonim have against this Mahalach?
It assumes that they know that he's an Arev. Like, how do we know he's an Arev? That was their,
they that say was that, but what is the, what is like the lum, what is the main issue? Exactly. The main issue is that according to this Mahalach, that it's Edei Halva, really the issue of Halva and the issue of Arvas should be two distinct Edios, which should therefore naturally be split even without what? Even without... Exactly, even without Palkin and Zibor. So let's see this Taina made both by the Ramban and and by the Rashid. So let's first see the presentation of the Ramban in Machamas. Okay, so everyone, it's a Gimel Amud Aleph. And those of Hadar, it's Daf Zayin. So again, the Machamas is going to say... Right, because the Machamas again is assuming, the Rishonim are assuming that the issue at play here is going to be Palkin and Dibura. That's the Shachar Retariah between the Havamina and the Maskara, is whether or not you can apply Palkin and Dibura. So says the Machamas and the Ravid, you have to assume the case is one where there's one Edus at hand, where you therefore need Palkin and Dibura to come along and to split the Edus. But, says the Ramban and the Ravid, if the case is such where there are naturally already two separate edios, one on the halva and one on the arvus, so then you don't even need to be, you don't even need pagin and dibura, and if it's pashut, then you'd apply, you basically, you believe the edim legabe one edus and not legabe the other edus. So let's see how the Ramban sets this up. So Ramban and Milchamas, we'll start with, at least, you know, in the Oz Bahadur, they're separated by paragraphs. The paragraph starting by Af Bamesh Akasav. Yitzhak, do you see it?
The Af Bamesh Akasav is a kind of saying the Piro and Hafod. Nami Yafet, Hazen Shikim kind of saying the Iker Ha'ava, the Haya Ha'ari of Toein Lo Arabi Me Olam, Amai Lo Mehemi Gabi Lohe, Lo Gabi Ari.
I'd say if the issue at hand is whether there's a halva and whether there's an arvus, says Pashut, that these edim should be believed the gabe the lovet, right, regarding whom they're rechokim, but not like, right, not for their second edus, the gabe the arif, is very important. But afilu, right, even without the mechanism of pagina dibura, these are two separate edios. Right, so what's the mashal? He's saying, according to Rashi, the case is exactly the same as what case? Right? A malva who is, right, gives a loan to two different people, to Shimon and to Levi. And you have the same edim on both, but says the Ramban, that clearly is two separate edios. Right, they're not connected to one another. And therefore, of course, if you're a karov legabe one, that's not going to affect your the other edus, you know, to which you're not a karov. Right, basar arva azil, assuming that he is an arev. But he's saying, but according to Rashi, what's at stake is whether he's an arev. So you can't, you know, presume that he's an arev and therefore say, oh, lav basar, arva azel. You don't even know that, that he's an arev at all.
Right,
it's pasha, they're two separate edios. And then he says, and don't tell me, oh, tochtei dibur, who cares? If they're two separate edios, two different nidonim, two different cases, it's two separate cases. Right, and Rashi. Right, for sure, we you know, in Rashi's case, of course, we paskin like the Havamina, right, to apply, you know, to separate them. Even without the mechanism of Pogina Dibura. And then for sure, since we paskin like Pagina Dibura, of course we'd apply it. So again, he's saying the Maskana, which clearly says we don't, you know, allow this case, clearly is not going to work according to Rashi's case. The Ramban is very clearly assuming that according to Rashi's case, that it's Edei Halva and the Edim, also on the Arvus, that's considered two distinct Edios, which therefore can be split even without Pagina Dibura. And the Ravid, let's see the Ravid also. See the Sagas Ravid. Shmuel, do you have the... See the Sagas Ravid? We'll get back to the beginning. Jump to the end of all E Kafar Arva Ba'arvuse. Is when he rejects Rashi.
Arva Arva Ba'arvuse.
So if both the Arif and the Lova deny that the Arvus and that the Hova ever took place... Right, and the ages is to establish the halva and to establish the arvus and push it.
Right, then
exactly. Key line. Vaday. Exactly. Right, so the Ramban and the Ravid, and the Ramban also says it's in Chidushim, it's the same Taina. According to Shitas Rashi, there are two independent Edios. You don't even need any mechanism of Pagina Dibura to come in and split it. They're split naturally. So what's Rashi's defense? What is Rashi going to tell you? What's the basis of Shitas Rashi to consider this case to be one Edus? What? Okay. So one way to say it is because it's a shtar and the shtar integrates it. That's one way to say it.
The whole taina is assuming that in Rashi that he's arguing against Arba.
Okay, there's no indication of that.
In Rashi, but that's they're assuming.
Okay, so you're saying if you're moking the case where that's already known, okay, so then it can be considered one edus. Fine.
What? Could you know that he's the Arya if you don't understand Arba? That's
a good taina.
Be that his edim are that he paid back rather than.
No, but that's presuming that there's already halva.
Yes, so presume there's halva, but don't presume that it's paid back.
What would be the factor for Rashi, right? What could be a factor for Rashi to explain why it is? Remember, the mashal, very important. The Ramban has this mashal. This case of saying that there's an ed, right? Right, it's like our case where there's an edus on the halva and edus on the arvus is similar to the edus that you're there's a halva to two different people. How can you be mechalik between the mashal and the nimshal?
That doesn't cause that.
What?
That does not cause that.
Okay, meaning, I think what you mean to say is in the mashal case, right, they're completely independent. Right, the two halvos are completely independent from one another. There's no shaychus between the two of them. But once you establish that this Arif isn't an Arif, so now that affects the dynamics of the Halva itself. So now the Halva is no longer just between the Malva and the Lova. You have the Arif, who's also part of the Shibud. So it could be, according to Shitas Rashi, yes, you could have a Halva without the Arif, but once you have the Edus on the Arif, and that the existence of that Arvus, right, is not a completely independent question. Now that changes the dynamic even between the Malva and the Lova. Because now there's a third party in this case. So according to Shitas Rashi, because the Edus on the Arvus now changes the dynamics between the Malva and the Lova, so now that makes it Edus Achas. So while the Ramban and the Ravid are saying, oh, since you could have the Halva without the Arvus, that makes it two independent cases, Rashi says, yeah. That's not the kovei of it being two edios. Once there is an arvus, and that arvus now isn't completely independent, but now changes the dynamic between the malv and the lova, so that change in dynamic between the malv and the lova itself makes it one edios. Like,
doesn't
and we'll see that before I say, the Balamor, we'll see it's Balamor tomorrow, is going to say something along these lines. That the connection between the arev and the lova is going to make it into edios achas. So we'll get back to the Balamor tomorrow. But this idea that this relationship between the Arev being the backup to the Lova is going to change the case and make it into a single Edus, I think that's Shitas Rashi. Yeah.
Is there any change to the Lova? Is there any change with his Arev?
Yeah, because he's not the only...
Let's say he doesn't have body and there's no Arev.
One more time?
There's no Arev and he doesn't have body. So then,
but again, there's always going to be a sheep on him if he gets money later.
So that's why the Arivus
is. But here, once he has no money, at the time that the loan comes up, you know, you have Arivus as a backup. Totally, yeah.
Isn't it like kind of like a massive discussion whether or not Arivus and Shibud are really connected, whether it's contingent or front?
Yes, that could be a factor at play here, 100%. But, right, without getting into all that lumdus, Rashi is obviously, is obviously assuming that the existence of the Arev changes the dynamic between the Malve and the Lova, and therefore it is considered Edus Achas. And therefore, the Rashi is going to say, therefore, it's not two Edios which are split even that Pagin and Dibur. No, Edus Achas. Therefore, you require the mechanism of Pagin and Dibur at play. And the whole sugya is that the Pagin and Dibur doesn't apply, which we'll get to later. That's an important, nakuda between the Ravid and the Mechamas on the one hand, and Shitas Rashi. So again, so first Mahalach is Shitas Rashi, and the Edus on the Halva, right? And Rashi holding that is Edus Achas, given the relationship between the Arev and the Lovet, while the Ramban and the Ravid assume there will be considered two separate Edios. Oh, so now that brings us to the second Mahalach. So once the Ravid and the Ramban rejected being Edus on the Halva, so what's the alternative? Yaakov, what's the alternative option? If the Edus is not on the existence of the Halva, what is it about?
On the Pira.
On the Pira. Right? So the second option in the sugyo is that the Edus is regarding, right? Everyone agrees that there is, that there was a Halva, and that there was an Arvus, right? That's not in question. The question is whether it was paid back. So again, the second Mahalach is that the it's Ede Pira. But we're going to see, and obviously, wait one second, right? And within the second Mahalach, the Edus is on the Piron. From this perspective, it's one Edus. Because obviously, right, there's no separation, right, there's no clear separation between the existence of the Halva and the existence of the Arvus. Once you accept that there was a Halva and there's an Arvus, so then the Piron, or lack thereof, clearly affects the Lovep, and both the Lovep and the Arev, and that's why we'll see the Ramban and the Ravid are going to prefer this option. But within this second Mahalach, right, that it's about Piron, there are two different versions of it, called 2A and 2B. We'll get, before we get to there, Rafi.
Why would the Edim help? There's a sikha of Malachir Be'edim, Ainsar Echlever Ruhu Be'edim, and that's the way the Gemara apparently paskins. And if he has a shtar, then it wouldn't help to bring Edim. Why would the Malva have the shtar if the Edim were telling the truth and he did in fact pay back?
If you have Edim that you paid back, your pots are even the guy has
but
a shtar.
But then why is the...
he forgot to take back the shtar, but he has. But yeah, he knows he has Edim, so he doesn't need to take back the shtar. If you have Edim that you pay back, you don't need to take back the shtar. You only need to take back the shtar if there's no Edim on your Piron.
Okay.
Okay? Oh, okay, good. So we're going to see two different versions of what the Piron is about. Oh, so the first version of it, we'll call it 2A, is that the Edus is on the lack of Piron. Okay, so option 2A, we'll call it, is that the Edus is on the lack of Piron. So let's see, this is first said by the Ravid. Let's go back to the Sagas of Ravid, the Shmuel read before. Let's go back to it.
He
already claims he already paid up the loan. Pay back the loan. Oh, so what did the Edom come along and say? So according to this version, right, the Edom are saying there is no Piron, called E Piron. Right? The Edim is on the E Piron, on the lack of Piron. Yeah, now this is key. Okay, so now that we know, according to the Ravid, that the Edus is on the E Piron, on the lack of Piron, so now let's see how he's going to, actually, before we get to how he explains the Machokis, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, let's see there's all, who else says this idea, that the Edus is on the lack of Piron? What? Exactly. The second day up in the Ritzvah, quoting the name of the Rabbi Abad. Right? So the Rabbi Abad is the father-in-law of the Ravid. So in this case, the Rabbi Abad in the second day up. Also, does anyone have the Ravid here? You got it? Yeah. Right. And the paragraph starts with the Rabbi Abad Zatzal. It says, V'chein Yeshna Lezu. Oh, right, so again, here too in the second day, the Edim is on the lack of the Piron. But now we have to take a look at the way that both the Ravid and the Rabbi Abad explain the machlokas between Rav Papa and the Havamina and Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, in the Maskam. Pay careful attention to how they're showing it. We'll see the. Again, the Ravid and the Rabbi Abad are going to have one version. The Machamas is going to have a slightly different version. Let's pay careful attention. So back to the Ravid in the Hasagos. Right after you stop reading, it says, have a Rav, or have a Sava, or a Papa. You got it? Have a Sava, or a Papa. Have a Sava, or a
Papa,
Apu Mai.
Right?
Very important. So what is Rav Papa's claim? Right, Rav Papa is saying that why don't we have to worry about the fact that the Edus also affects an Arev to which they're Krovim? The Lashon of the Ravid is that the Eidos is only speaking about who? The Eidos is only speaking about who directly? The Love. Right? Right? The way it says it is, right, the Inu lo asidu ale midi, right, the Eidos don't explicitly speak about the Arev. Right? Therefore, since the Eidos is only on the Love, and the Arev is through his own Hoda, right? Because by claiming that he that he was an Arev, the way Rapapa says is that he's being Mechayiv himself, but the Eidim are only speaking about the Love. So the question is, what does, and again, if you look at the Rabbi Abba, it's a very similar idea, right? Moshe, do you have the line of the Savar Rapapa? So again, it's all about the fact that the, according to Rapapa, according to these versions, is that because the Edom are only explicitly talking about the Love, somehow we're not worried about the connection to the Arev. So the question is, what's the impact, according to Rapapa, on the Edom only speaking about the Love? Anybody? What's the impact? What do you mean? They're not connected. Okay. Yeah. Okay, excellent. So I think one version is that the Chiddush of Rapapa is that the Nidon is only a person who is explicitly referenced in the Eidos. According to this version, right, Rapapa is claiming, since the Eidim only explicitly referenced the Love, only the Love is the Nidon of the Eidos. And the Arev, even though we know he's going to be impacted by it, the Chiddush of Rapapa is that a Nidon is only someone who is explicitly referenced by the Eidos. According to this, right, the Kashrus of the Eidim doesn't even require Palgina Ne'amanus or Palgina Dibura. Because according to this, the Eidos is limited to the Love. The fact that the Eidim don't explicitly reference the Arev means that the Nidon is limited to the Love. In such case, you don't even need to come onto Pagina Namanas, Pagina Dibura. Because the Eidos is only limited to the Love who is explicitly referenced. As according to this Mahalach, that the Nidon is limited to someone who is explicitly referenced. So again, according to Rapapa, you don't even need to come onto Pagina Dibura. And according to this, what's Rav Huna's arguing? When Rav Huna comes along and says, Allah Basar Arev Azul, what's the taina of Rav Huna? To say that no, just because the Arev isn't explicitly referenced, given the halachic connection between the Love and the Arev, the fact that the Arev is going to be the backup, he becomes the Nidon also. So according to this version, the machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Havina Maskana, is again, how are you magdir the Nidon? Is the Nidon limited to the people who are explicitly referenced? Or is it going to include people who are not explicitly referenced if halachically they're going to be impacted? Yeah. Oh, get back to Ramban. That's some totally separate. We'll get to Ramban soon. Get back to Ramban. There's only within the Ravid and the Rabbi Abba. So again, so one mahalach in this line of that's only kiyot love him eidim is that only the nidon explicitly reference is considered the nidon of the case. What's another way of learning it? That even Rapapa agrees that of course the arev is also going to be a nidon, because at the end of the day it impacts him, but maybe the fact that the Eidos only explicitly references the Love maybe enables you to consider the case Tregufe to apply Pagina Nemos. Right, so while the first Mahalach is saying that, the Eidos is limited to the Love within Rapapa, and therefore you don't need to come onto Pagina Nemos, maybe another way of saying it is that because the Eidim only speak explicitly about the Love, so that makes like a clean break in the Eidos between the explicit reference of the Love and the implicit impact on the Arev to therefore apply a form of Pagina Ne'amanus, Pagina Dibur, to make it into a Tregufe. And then comes along, according to this Mahalach, comes along Rav Huna to say, La Basa Arvazel? No! Even though there's only an explicit reference to one, the fact that we know it's going to impact the Arev, that makes it Char Gufa. So according to the second Mahalach, the Machlokas between Rav Papa and Rav Huna is whether you're going to consider this case to be Tregufe or Chad Gufa. Remember, the first Mahalach, the Machlokis, is about what is included in the Eidus. Second Mahalach, everyone agrees that the Arif is included in the Eidus. Machlokis is, maybe the fact is an explicit reference only of the Lovet, right, makes you able to consider it to be Trey Gufe. So Rav Huna says it's Trey Gufe, and Rav Papa thought it's Trey Gufe, comes along Rav Huna to say, no, it's Chad Gufa, because Lav Basar Azul, Lav Basar Arif. Also, so again, I think these are two different mahalchim. Again, not within the machamas, get the machamas soon, within the Ravid and the Rabbi Abad, about what exactly is the nature of the machokas between Rav Papa and Rav Huna. First mahalach, it's about what does the Eidus include. Second mahalach is that everyone agrees the Eidus includes the Arev. The question is it Trey Gufe or Chad Gufe? If anyone has an alternative, I'm happy to accept. I think that's the Lashon, those are two. Yeah. Oh, no. So again, so the first version of the second mahalach that it's about Piron is the mahalach accepted by the second day of the Rabbi Abad and the Ravid that it's all about the lack of Piron. Who strongly argues that no, it's the opposite, that the Eidus is on not the lack of Piron but rather the Piron itself, the Machamas. So let's look at now at the Machamas, right? Machamas makes a strong argument. There's a fundamental difference between whether it's about the Epiron or whether it's the Piron itself. So let's see the Machamas, the next paragraph, starting with Aval. Moshe, do you have it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Shapara. So the Ravid says, no, you're right. You're right. You are right, Ravid, that it's not about the halva like Rashi. It's rather al iske piron. But I take the opposite, not version 2a, that it's about e piron. But I think it makes more sense, as the Ramban, for it to be about piron. Why does it matter? That's a very important line. Why does the Ramban specifically think that the Eidus should be on Piron and not about E Piron? In your own words, how do you translate this line? Very important. Right, in this direction, when the Eidim are talking about Piron, when they're coming to be poter the Lovet, so then, because you can't be poter the Lovet without also being poter the Arev, so that makes it into a single Eidus. Remember, the context of the Ramban is trying to say, don't say like Rashi that it's about Eidus on the Hova, because it is Shtei Hova, Shtei Eidios. So what the Ramban is trying to say is, Ramban is trying to give a case where it's clearly going to be Chad Eidus, one Eidus. So Ramban argues that the best case of Chad Eidus, right, the case would be considered one Eidus to the greatest extent, is Piron. Because the direction of Piron, which is being poter the Lovet, for sure impacts the Arev together with the Lovet. It's all one, because you can't be poter the Lovet without also being poter the Arev. But the opposite direction, why is that not apply the opposite direction? Moshe? What? You could be Mechayev the Lovet without being Mechayev the Arev. Why? How? No, but... What?
He's the one who's chayev. If he has money to pay,
yes, money.
Okay, either because if he has money to pay, right? Right, therefore... Or there could be also certain qualifications, right? Which is similar to that. There's certain qualifications under which the Arev, right, will not be chayev. Right, let's say there's a certain Tanai on the Arvus. Right, the classic Tanai is that I'm only going to be an Arev if you don't have money to pay. So that's the classic way to do it. It's that the direction of being Mechayev, the Lovet, doesn't necessarily carry over to be Mechayev before the Arev, because in the case where the Lovet has money, the Arev is going to be Pater. So the Ramban is arguing that the type of Eidus, which is going to be the most extreme Chad Eidus, is in the direction of being poter the Lovet, because it's impossible to be poter the Lovet and for that tour not to automatically carry over to the Arev. So that's the way the Machamas, sets up the case. He says, if you want to go the case where it's Chad Eidus, go for the Eidus on the Piron, because in that direction, the piron, which is pottering the lobe, is automatically going to potter the arif.
Could you also say it's pagin demonis?
But I think I think what the Ramban is trying to do is in context, he's trying to set up the case such that you would need to come onto pagin demonis. The whole point of the Ramban is trying to say, what is the case such that you need to come onto pagin demonis? So he starts off by saying, according to the Rashi's Mahalach, you don't need it to come onto it because it's shtei idios. He says, I want to give a pshat where it's charedus. What's the case which is the most charedus? That the impact on the lovet and on the arev is exactly the same? Edus and the piron. Right, I think he's working on the stage before Pagina, before the application of Pagina Tibor. Huh. But now, the continuation of Mechamas gets a little complicated. Right, and actually, I gotta give credit. Both Yosef and Moshe helped me out in Seder. There's a couple of lines here when I was learning the Sugya over the summer. I did not have shot in a couple of these lines, but they really helped me out. Let's see if we can come up with a shot together. Oh. So now the Ramban, after saying that the Edus at hand is on the Piron, is now going to explain to them what is the Machlokes now between Rav Papa in the Havmina and Rav Huna in the Maskan. Oh, Moshe. Appropriate. Alei de Lova.
What?
The Hashta Malva Alei de Lova. See?
Data, because
the okay. So, what is the Pshat in Rapapa? Again, because remember, the more you connect the Edus on the Lova to the Edus on the Arev, you have to say, you can't be Poter one without the other, so now it becomes harder to understand what's Pshat in Rapapa. Right? Why is Rapapa saying that you could split this Edus? So what's the pshat? What is he saying in Rapapa? Again, that since the Malva is only being towing the Lova, therefore what? What? A little, right, you said earlier, what's the line? Velo misani arev bahachi. What do you mean? At the end of the day, the arev is being misana because by establishing that the lova is putter, so now the arev is off the hook. What does the Ramban Bidas or Papa mean when he says that the arev is not benefiting? Because what's the case?
What? The lova would have to pay first. And it could be that the lova would have to pay. And the lova
one more time?
Meaning that's how the rabbi learns it. Edom that he paid.
Okay.
Right. Raman on the schuk. It's not necessarily connected as much as the lova. It could be a case where the lova pays and the arev doesn't.
Okay, that's the key. Right, that's the key. So right is the way Yosef and Moshe explained to me. Right, is that kibun da hashta malva. The fact that the Malva now is being towing the Lova, what does that show? That the Lova has money to pay. The fact that the Malva is coming to the Lova shows that the Lova has the capacity to pay. And he's being towing the Lova, and therefore Sadi Rechiki Mine. From the perspective of the Lova, the Edom are good. Because we're dealing with a case where the Lova has money, therefore, the Arev is not benefiting. The Inami lo asisade, because even if there was no Edus on the Piron, still the Lova para. The Lova is going to be the one paying. So, the way Ramban explains Rapapa, which I think is an interesting, I think, Machlokas and Rapapa and Ravun, according to Ramban, is really going to be more of a Machlokas in understanding the Psul Kurva. That Rapapa assumes that the only time there's an issue of Psul Kurva is when the Karov is tangibly benefiting from the Edus. Therefore, in this case, when the Lova has the ability to pay back, so Lamaisa, the Arev, is not benefiting from the Edus. Because either way, even if there's no Edus that there was Piron, the Lova is going to be the one paying. So Rapapa thinks that the Koveya for Psul Kurva is when the Karov is actually befoel going to be benefiting from the Edus. And therefore, Bechi Agavna, when the Lova has the money, and the Arev is going to be off the hook regardless, so the Arev the karov, the arev, since he's not benefiting from the edus, there's no psul korva. Let's just finish up the other way, and then we'll see. But now comes along Rav Huna and says, no, you got it wrong. The koveya for psul korva is not concrete hana. It's something else. So let's see. Continue, Moshe. So what's Rav Huna's taina back? Since halachically, right, before there is a piron, there is a shibud that the malva has against the arev. Therefore, even though, yes, technically, the arev is not going to be paying here, but since halachically, pre the edus, there is a shibud, post the edus on piron, there's no longer a shibud, that's considered an impact on a karov. So while Rav Papa says that the koveya for kurva is tangible hana, the maskana, Rav Huna, says anytime there is any halachic impact on the karov, right, anytime the edus at hand is impacting a karov, that is edus on a kurva. So again, what seems, according to the Ramban, where the machlokas between the Havamira and the maskana, between Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Brady Rav Yeshua, seems to be machlokas, not about pagina debura, seems to rather be a machlokas really about the scope of the psul kurva. Is the psul kurva limited to cases where the karov is has a tangible hana? Or do you say anytime there's going to be a halachic impact, even if the impact is on a shibud here, even that shibud wasn't before going to come into any realization, because, but at the end of the day, he had a shibud, now there's no shibud, that's an impact on a karov. One more time.
Whether or not it's very tenuous fact.
You mean Rav Papa?
Whether or not he had the Mova has money, so we're going to decide it differently every single time. We're going to check the bank account each time. What if he loses his money the next day? Okay, so our social money. What if another volatile comes to take?
So you're saying,
it's so flexible. It's not like that seems very.
Again, interesting. It sounds like according to Rav Papa, the Koveya is going to be the timing of the Edus. As it sounds like, you're right, you bring up an interesting point. Like, even from the perspective of, like, practical hana, tangible hana, even from that perspective, the case is fluid. Things can change. I guess the assumption is when you're... Or it could be that the the tzviya is at the end of the halva, right? The end of Laman Yom. So there's a chiv right now, and therefore the lova is going to have to pay right now. It sounds like what Papa is saying.
It seems like they're not buying. That's also an opposite spectrum of rationale.
Within Rav Papa.
Yeah,
but not mitzad the construct of the edus, but rather mitzad like the kurva.
Yeah.
As I said, the Ramban is a little stuck. I mean, even after explaining why it's chad edus, he saw it's like Rav Papa is machshir. So instead, it's interesting. Instead of just saying, oh, because it's like a pagina namanos here, right? The Ramban goes the route of a no. That if you change your perspective. Or you adopt a certain perspective on the psul kurva being very much practical hana, so then you can understand why the arev is out, even though we're dealing with piron, which should be impacting him. Yeah.
I think it's through a pub in this corner now, it's also very hard to say that a karev is only a puzzle to his benefit.
Or to his detriment. I think it would be in both directions. As long, psul kurva is only going to have a tangible benefit in either direction. But not in a case where there's zero impact. Again, obviously, I think speaking of Yaakov, right? The psul kurva works both litovaso and lichovaso. Right? Just like Eina da Mesa Masa Rasha. It's, you're puzzle gabe atzmacha to benefit yourself. And also, so again, I think what here is not saying, anything that's not benefit, it's that when there's like no impact at all. I think that's what it is. It's smack in the middle. But if there's a tangible benefit or a tangible lack of benefit, that's psul kurva. But when there's no impact at all from a hana standpoint, that's where you fall outside the realm of kurva. Could be right. An erev kablan is when you only accept. Is that when you accept even if you could pay, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Even when it could pay. So that would obviously, yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. This taina is a stam arev, 100%. That would definitely change the dynamic. Yeah.
So if you're learning that the Ramban would say that he's learning with Papa the way that he thinks the Ravid will learn from Rabbi Yehoshua.
One more time. The Ravid learns Rabbi Yehoshua.
The Ramban learns with Papa the way he thinks that the Ravid would learn from Rabbi Yehoshua.
In what sense? Just spell it out.
In the sense that it doesn't matter which way you go, whether you're testifying to Pater him or to the Mechayev him, it doesn't necessarily affect the Arif so much.
I mean, the
because of this Sheba thing, man. No, the mice, whether or not you benefited, whether or not you benefited the art. So
that
if,
is
if
like
you testify that he's part of the pay. Well, he was being, right, the Ramban said he was being to the other guy, so he had money, so there were no education that's paying anyway, so you're not benefiting the art.
So saying, how does it connect to the Ravid? He's saying the Ravid who's talking about. Adam that you eat your own.
Sorry. Adam that he didn't pay back.
Did not pay back.
So according to the Ravid, or in Ravid, you could say it's not affecting.
Meaning the way the Ravid explains Rifuna Breder of Yeshua, right, is that simply the fact, yeah, that there's going to be an impact on the Arev, Mitzalek the Shibud, right, that makes him a Nidon in the case, and makes it the other factor is that it's also considered like, you know, Chal Gufo, because he's like the backup. Okay? Oh.
The Ritva basically was put to that because he brings both the Ravid's opinion.
Okay, so I'm about to get right now is that the Ritva. Right after presenting, right, or before, right, the Rabbi Abad as presented by the Ravid, as presented in the Ritva, again has two deos. The Rabbi Abad, the first deok in the Rabbi Abad, is it's like the Ramban, right? The case is where there was Piron. But again, I think to Yisrael David's point, in contrast to the Mochamas, who says, oh, it's Dafka the case of Piron. Because it's more chadai just in the case of Piron, right? Does the Ritzvah give off an impression there's a fundamental difference between the two divisions? No, exactly. Right? So the Ritzvah, when the Ritzvah quotes the Rabbi Abad, it sounds like there's two different versions. Bain if it's E Piron, Bain if it's Piron. Sounds like there's no fundamental difference between them. So while the first day of the Rabbi Abad is like the Ramban, right? That the case is where the Eidim was on the Piron. It's important to know that while the Ramban says, oh, it's Dafka Eidus on the Piron, because Dafka there are the, you know, is it Chad Eidus to the Loveh and to the Arev, it sounds like the Rabbi Abad is saying, no, both options are acceptable. So we'll stop here, and then tomorrow we're going to analyze, right, the Maskana, right, why it is that the Maskana, we don't seem to apply Palgin and Dibur in Arasugya, and obviously that's going to be impacted by the three different Mahalchim about how Palgin and Dibur itself works.